he will be very frustrated. Absolutely, be very frustrated with the final result. You know, he's finished sixth, of course, and you know, the debate will be around, did he kick off too soon? You know, with 200 metres to go. You know, obviously he did say after the race that his plan was to be in that lead position at 600 metres, but as he also said, it's not a 600 metre race, so they were coming down the home straight, steaming down the home straight, and he was overhauled, end of story, you know, so he'd be very disappointed. He will be very disappointed when he looks back at it.
Yeah, but this is the nature of the sport. One day you can have an ultimate high, and the next day you can have a really, really low, and particularly at a big championship like this, Patsy, when it doesn't go your way, it is very disappointing.
Aye, it is, you know, but I mean, at the end of the day, you know, but you know, get some positivity out of it, you know. When the top 24 athletes in the world in any sport come together, it's going to be dog eat dog, you know. And he's in that world, and he understands that, and that's where he was this morning, you know. So we're very proud of the fact that he was in that semi final and that he did so well in the heat.
Yeah, and listen, 2024 has probably been one of the best years of his career, Patsy.
Well, it's been the best years, absolutely, in terms of his personal best times. Very interesting, as I said many times, that you know that he he's 30 years plus now, that he's running faster times than he's ever run in his life. It's a credit to his preparation, really. That's what it is, really, and his determination and resilience over the year. You know, I mean, as you know, he took time out from his he obviously took time out from his work as a doctor, and you know, it paid off for him in that regard, most definitely. And he prepared. You know, he can't in any way be annoyed with his preparation. His preparation was absolutely bang on.
Well, let's mention Kelly McGrory, Olympic debut for her earlier this morning as well. She ran the third leg of the 4x400 women's relay, and she played her part in helping Ireland get to the final.
Well, she did, and you know, she went out very aggressively over that 200 metres, and she was always going to get caught up in that run for home, simply because she gave it absolutely everything, and she's an absolutely a credit to her. You know, her first ever race at that level at Olympic Games, full stadium in the morning in Paris. It's absolutely lifetime memory for her, and a great achievement for her, great achievement for her club, her family, and all associated with her. And it was, and she did the job. You know, somebody had to do that thing, because Adelecki wasn't available. She filled in. She did extremely well, and we should all be very, very proud of the fact that she now has been part of a team that has qualified for the Olympic final.
Yeah, just finally then, Radisha Adelecki wasn't running in the relay. She's a very good reason not to run on it today, because she's got the 400 metre final tonight. Is there an opportunity here, Patsy, in your view, for Adelecki to add what would be an eighth medal for Ireland at these games?
Well, there is an opportunity for her, you know, but I mean, I was kind of a wee bit apprehensive, you know, after watching her in the semi-final. You know, she will have to do much better than she did in the semi-final, and you know, she could, you know, she's still, as I said earlier, she's a top five athlete, but will she get a medal? I'm not too sure. I'm really not too sure. Fingers crossed that she can get herself a medal, but she will need to do better than she did in the semi-final.